If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammy and Taryn. I'm Cammy.
And I'm Taryn. And every night we get to have a sleepover, but every week we invite you to join us.
Yeah.
Thanks for staying up. Hello. Welcome.
I was so tempted there to say, and I'm Cammy, obviously, like Nick Lachey said.
What? Okay. Yeah. That was so lame. I don't know what he was trying to get at other than I think that he really, really thought like, obviously I'm Nick Lachey. Like, why am I introducing myself? But that's so lame.
I have a sneeze stuck in me.
What's a better way? Bless you, honey.
Or maybe, thank you. Or maybe he meant like, obviously I'm Nick. If this is, oh my, I almost just called her Jessica.
Oh my God. Rip.
What the fuck is her name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa? That feels wrong.
Victoria. Vanessa Lachey.
Vanessa. Vanessa.
That doesn't sound right. Nick and...
Yeah, Vanessa. That feels so wrong.
It does feel wrong. Whoa.
I don't know. Anyways.
Nick and...
Nick? Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Horrible host.
I hate thinking... I hate imagining everyone screaming at us through their earphones right now as we're like, can't remember. But it probably is just Vanessa.
It's Vanessa.
She just is so lame. What was her, I'm like,
what was her name before Lachey?
Milano? No, different person.
What?
I don't know.
Anyways, who cares?
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, then distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard, and you can even share video podcasts on Spotify. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. And best of all, it's totally free with no catch. It's been so great for Taryn and I to record and publish our episodes ourselves from anywhere. So if you're ready to start your podcast, give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Oh,
how you doing, baby?
I'm doing pretty good, except right now if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that we're outside.
Beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Hot day.
It's a hot day.
It's like 90 something, right?
It's 97 something, right? And the thing that is disturbing me at this moment in time is that there is a beetle.
Oh, go buddy, go.
That has been playing dead
because Riggy was
trying to kill it. And now that the dogs are inside, it has tried to live a long life.
Go, buddy.
And it's moving around.
He's cute.
But what you didn't see, babe, was that it was on its back. Oh, my God. It's doing it again. Look. It's on it. Ew, that actually. Stuck,
and they kind of do this.
What do you think it's thinking?
It's like, oh, shoot. Roll. Roll.
Oh, it looks like a big spider. I don't like it.
Oh, no, it doesn't. They're
Anywho.
Cute.
But I'm great. I'm loving our commitment to the outdoors lately.
Yeah. This year has just been a weird weather year for a lot of people, but when we moved into this house, we immediately did so much work on our backyard because we like being outside. We like being homebodies, but outside.
Yes.
And we put in a lot of money in our backyard. And then this year we have just not been using it. Yep. It rained for 1,000 years in LA. So 2 days ago, yesterday? Yeah, 2 days ago, I like deep cleaned our backyard.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I did not do hours and hours of work not to be out here. Now I just want to be out here every second.
It was really cute watching you do that.
Was it?
Why? Yeah, something about it. Something. What was cute? What if I had to explain why that was so cute?
like, I'm sure it made me feel cared for, which is like a nice feeling, not a cute feeling, but I just felt cared for.
Yeah.
But I think what was cute about it is that I knew that you liked doing the pressure washer.
Oh, that gets me going.
And it made me feel cute at you that you were cute doing something that.
What does cute at me mean?
You know, I don't know how to describe it, but you know what it, you know.
Yeah.
I feel cute at you.
Yeah.
I feel cute at you. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to even try to describe it because it is so specific in my head and nothing will do.
Okay.
But anyway, I just thought that was really cute. Oh my gosh, there's a hummingbird and its name is Carl.
Hi, Carl.
And he's been really coming around lately.
I wanted to get a little hummingbird feeder out here, but then I was looking it up and it was like things you should know.
Oh.
And one of them was that, it, of course, if it's going to, the sugar is going to attract the birds, it also can attract other
flies,
bugs
and bugs,
and we're having a buggy season right now. Yes. So I don't know, but I want to give Carl some food. And it said you should have a water source nearby. Not that birds are thirsty. Not that the hummingbirds are thirsty. They get a lot of their hydration from the nectar. I've learned so much.
Oh my god.
But because they have to clean themselves because their wings will get sticky from stuff, and then they got to keep them clean so they can properly fly. So they take a little
bath.
Oh
my god. So many things lately, so many little animal facts really make me think what a great Pixar story that would be. Like,
yeah.
Think of a little hummingbird, like a little side plot of a little guy whose wings are all sticky and he can't fly well. It's giving Nemo and his small
little fin.
Yes. Cute. Hello, everyone. Hello, peepees.
We met a peepee in the wild.
We met a peepee in the wild in New York. It was fucking awesome.
It was
awesome.
So fun. We were at this brunch spot that she works at and recommended.
Yes.
It was a restaurant. It's not called, just brunch.
It's called Dudley's.
Dudley's. It's so great. It's on Lower East Side. It's so cute. But we were in there and she was like, oh my God, you guys came. I recommended it. And then we got to like chat with her and we took a picture of her and posted it on the Geneva chat.
I love we took a picture of her.
Well, we took a picture with
her.
I mean,
we did. I did like awkwardly make her stand there. I was like, "Can I take a picture?
Can I take a pee-pee? A pee-pee?
Can I take a pee picture of you?" and I took one. But it felt like
so cute.
She was so cute. But
like
you know, when your parents are like, "Go stand in front of the Eiffel Tower."
First day of school. Yeah, it's like, why? This is not a cute picture.
Yeah. But actually, I do get it.
I get it now.
I get it. Because that's
how
I felt.
You don't want just the Eiffel Tower. It's like, that could be anyone's photo.
Yeah, and like, I wasn't, there. I never am like, will you take a picture with me? Oh, man, do I do that?
You know what's really sad?
Yeah.
Growing up, when our parents said, go stand in front of that, let me get a picture of you. Instead of going, ew, mom, no, I don't want to. We should have said, can I take a picture of you?
Whoa.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. Shit. That's so sad.
Shit. Oh my God, you're crying.
Yeah.
Why is that making you cry?
I can't even say it. Oh my God. Because like, so.
Oh my God, she's really crying.
Because someday they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And then you're going to wish that you had a picture.
And I'm going to have a picture of me looking like a fucking brat. Yeah. In front of the Eiffel Tower. Just kidding. It's not for the Eiffel Tower. But like somewhere being like, ugh, where I look stupid and ugly and hate it and miserable when I could have just had a cute picture of my mom.
Okay, well, there's still time.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I didn't take pictures of you.
That's okay.
That's so sad.
I know. That actually is sad. I'm trying to be strong for the both of us, but that is sad.
That caught me.
It's a really sad thought.
Anyways, we were in New York. We were young and wild and free.
You guys,
32 in New York is like being 22.
Can I just say that
I'm sobbing.
I'm coming home from New York with a new lease on life.
I knew you were going to use that specific term.
I really, you're doing great.
Dabbing my face.
You look like a little penguin the way you're dabbing. New York is
alive.
I just have so many thoughts. I like, can't even say them. What I want to say is, if you've never been to New York or you don't like New York or whatever, totally fine. We're talking about going to a place that just brings out a different side of you.
Yeah.
That can be wherever for you. Maybe that's Florida. I'm just going to throw it out there. Maybe some of you get feral in Florida.
Get your kicks in Florida.
Get your kicks on route. Maybe it's Route 66. Should be. To say. But I just loved my energy in New York. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about our time
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I agreed. It was like the best way to describe it is the one night, Saturday night, most of us were leaving on Sunday. We're standing outside of our hotels and we're like, we just walked back from dinner. Mm-hmm. We went to a little shop next to the hotel. We've got ice cream. Like, mm-hmm. we're just bopping all around. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to just keep your night going because in LA, we go to dinner and then it's like, oh, should we go grab drinks? But that entails either getting in the car, someone's a DD, or calling an Uber and going 15, 20 minutes somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Here it was like, should we pop in right here and get a drink? It's so easy to keep going. So the last night, we're debating, do we have one more drink somewhere? What do we do?
Which I was down for, and I was kind of hoping you would push for it.
Oh,
because
really?
I felt like you wanted it.
I did.
But then
I was getting the vibe. No one else wanted it.
I think people are sleepy.
But I said to you, should we grab a drink in the lobby of our hotel? And you said no. Oh, buddy.
I think I didn't want to be in our hotel.
Got it. I hear you. Shoot, you should have said something.
That's good.
Feel something, say something.
Oh my God.
That's cute.
Not for you to weaponize my own thing against me.
Yep. So we go, you know what? Let's turn in early tonight so we can get up early tomorrow. Blah, blah. Like, Tara and I stayed on West Coast time, which was kind of annoying because then we're sleeping in. But it helped because we wanted to stay up late at night. So anyways, we turn in early. I'm doing air quotes because I get into the hotel and it's 12:30. And for Tara and I, being out and about at 12:30 is like unheard of. That is like a night for us.
I'm deep in REM at 12:30.
Deep.
I'm either getting rammed or I'm deep in REM. I'm just kidding.
We're deep in something.
Wait. She, 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 she. Say it. She. Well, what was my song I've been singing today that you started singing?
There was a couple.
Sitting outside without pants on.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
The jingles are so powerful, but they just leave the brain so quickly because there's so many of them.
At one point in life, I'd love to be a jingle writer.
You could be, for sure.
Just a one jingle.
My allergies are popping off out here. Sorry, I'm sniffling into the microphone.
Zyrtec. Jingle. That was the worst.
Jingle. That was your jingle. Saying the name of the company followed by jingle. You're so much better than that. I'm so disappointed. Hoodlum.
I would have been so much better in New York is the truth.
It's true.
If I were to come up with that in New York, different. Yeah.
The one thought I had when we were leaving New York, though.
You only had one?
One of the thoughts. Okay. The one I had.
The biggest.
At a specific, whatever. The one that I thought so much that I wrote down was that, and I've never felt, I mean, I've been to New York and I don't know why I've never had this thought. I think it was because.
Tell me, baby.
The way we were there, it almost was like us and the group we went with, we like lived there in that moment.
Yeah.
Like we like acclimated. We didn't feel like we were on a trip. It was just
totally.
Life.
Totally.
Because we were with another couple and then one of your friends and his fiance didn't come. And we were like, and then another one of our friends. And we were all doing our own thing, meeting up with people. Mm. Like normally when you go on a group trip, you are either in the same hotel, the same Airbnb.
Yes.
You move together. It's like nonstop, you're together.
The plans are sturdier.
We were like all on our own trip, and then we'd come together once a day or whatever for stuff.
Yeah.
But it was like we were kind of all just doing our own thing, that it felt like we had our lives were just there for that week.
And the group chat was popping off.
It was so fun.
Like anytime that anyone was anywhere, they would just be like, hey, I'm here for the next couple hours if you want to stop by. Or like.
Yeah, that felt like we lived. Like, it was like, hey, I'm going to the park for an hour. Come hang out.
Or like, stay where you are. I'll bike to you. Yeah. We did a lot of city biking, which was so fun.
Oh, so fun.
It just felt very communal, but also like you could do your own thing. But also it felt like we had so many less hours in the day.
Yeah, the day just flew by. But at the end of the day, I felt like we did 10,000 things. And I was like, that was this morning? That's crazy.
So how do you feel coming home from New York?
Wait, can I share my one thought?
Oh, I thought that was your one thought.
No.
Oh.
Is it the reason why I think I had this thought?
Oh, okay, sorry.
This trip in New York.
You have one thought in your life
care.
And I didn't even think about it? Jesus.
Rude, honestly.
Hit it.
So after high school, oh my God, there was a beautiful butterfly. It was like a big monarch. Did you see it? It's right there. Okay. Anyways, back to my one singular thought.
Dude, we're never going to get there.
I forget it. Never mind.
Oh my God.
After high school, when I was trying to figure out where to go to college, it was New York or LA. So I went to Ohio.
Which that's
Wait,
a story
that
for another day.
Literally felt like a stand-up joke. But like
it couldn't decide between New York or Ohio, so I or New York or LA, so I split the difference and went to Ohio.
Ohio slaps.
You only say that because your boyfriend lived there.
And it slaps. My experience with it is that it slaps.
It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's very Midwestern.
And it's that's great.
Yeah. But
you would know.
I would know. So anyways, after this trip, I was like, damn, I really, really wonder what my life would look like today if I went to New York for college. And it like set me on this spiral of, would I be the same person? Does everything happen for a specific reason? Are you destined to become the same person? Like, would I end up inevitably in the same spot with the same person, with the same job? Like, who the hell would I be? Because that decision, I watched that like trickle effect, and I just don't know how I would ever have any of the same things happening for me in my life right now.
You would be a completely different person, is my belief.
Yeah. Or would I just have a completely different life but be the same person? I don't know. It really made me spiral.
I don't, like, there are, to me, like, when people say, oh, would you be the same person? The things that you think of are different. Like, would your personality be similar? Yes, I believe. Yeah.
But I also
would
think, like,
you value different things?
Yeah.
Probably.
But I could have ended up the same spot. Like, when I think about, like, the series of events that I mean, walking out the door, not walking out the door right now could change my life. But thinking about, like, tangible things.
Yeah.
There is still a way to get there that, for all I know, I could be sitting right here doing this podcast, talking about the same thing, talking about, I wonder if I didn't go to New York or something like that, you know?
Totally. I don't think we would have been together.
But maybe we would.
I mean, I'm glad you didn't go to New York. I'm glad that you went to Ohio instead. But
maybe not. Maybe I could have.
I don't think so.
We would have been together sooner.
Because the defining thing that kind of took you out here was like your relationship with Shannon.
But
and being online.
But who knows that none of that would have happened.
But don't you think, couldn't you argue that you were maybe more online because you were in Ohio?
Yes, 100%.
I think that's the difference. Like,
but
if you were
knows?
Living
like,
a...
I still could have ended, like, I still could have, I might have been lonely in New York. I might have not known how to make gay friends. I wasn't, like, fully out when I entered college. Maybe I wouldn't have been able to do that, even being in New York, even being in a place, like, there was no one who was judging me in Ohio either. Everyone around me was supportive.
Yeah.
It was a me thing. So that's what I'm saying. Even if I moved somewhere else, dated someone else, whatever, who knows? It still could have brought me out here. Or I could have went, New York's great, but I'm really over these winters, and moved myself to LA.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. So of course anything could happen.
I could have worked at Patreon with you. We could have had a little office for romance.
Sick. And then we would certainly not be together if that was the case.
Why?
Office romances don't typically
ours
work.
Would, honey.
Aw.
We have an office romance right now.
Oh, we do, because our home is our office and we are romantic here.
Yep.
But what I'm saying is, if you were to think likelihood wise, my belief is that if you were in New York, you would be both busier, i.e. less online, and by more gay people.
Yeah.
So you probably wouldn't have dated the person that you met online.
Yeah,
and
as true.
Easily have uprooted your life
to get out of
a place.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I might not have had that desire to leave.
Yes.
I might have met someone really great in New York that made me feel comfortable to come out and like not then need to be online as much. And wow. Crazy.
Yeah. That's
thank God. Thank you, God, for Ohio.
I never feel, thank God for Ohio. Thank fucking God. I love Ohio. To the people of Ohio, Ohioans, Buckeyes.
I knew you were going to say Buckeyes.
But I'm coming home from New York with a feeling of youth
beauty.
To the people.
Nice.
I don't feel beauty That's not a feeling I'm feeling.
That was another one of her jingles this morning.
It was about how ugly I felt. We all
have those moments.
You had one too. I'm still having one.
I'm trying not to look at the screen.
And then someone's going to comment and go, oh, Cammie, you're always beautiful. And then I'm going to go, see? They never...
Frank is staring at us from inside. It's really creepy. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
He looks like he's going to murder us.
But, okay, so while we were there, our friend Anthony spent the whole time being like, see, guys, we got to move here. He's, like, obsessed with New York.
He would thrive there. I'd be an alcoholic there. We all would be.
Which means you'd thrive for a little. Oh, there's a bee. Fuck off.
Buddy, please.
I don't
want
to have
to
kill you. Please, no.
Just ignore it.
I'm so sorry.
Just ignore it.
He was like, we got to move.
Yeah.
And for a minute there, with the amount of fun I was having, I thought, okay, let me play this out in my head.
Then the fifth day hit and you're like, I'm dying.
And I thought, you know, I could see this life for myself.
Yeah.
For us. I could imagine us loving it and being like, what the fuck were we thinking and being in LA?
Yeah.
And then I get really sad when I do that.
Really?
Yeah. And I very quickly go into the territory of like, I don't want to think about this anymore. So what do I hate about New York?
Yeah.
And there's enough for me to come up with. So, of course,
if we lived in New York and we visited L.A., we'd be feeling the same way.
100% grass is greener situation. I totally know that.
Yeah.
But that's such a weird feeling because I have found myself quietly mourning the loss of my could have life in New York.
Yeah.
And as a single person, I could not that I'm single.
I was like,
I'm saying previous me, like what you were saying.
Yeah.
That's a different experience. Like, I'm like, I could have gone anywhere. I could have done anything. I'm so glad I went to San Francisco. It felt like a really little baby New York. I was with all my best friends, all the good things. Wouldn't change that.
No.
But now that there's two of us involved, and I think that.
Don't smack it.
Oh God. Baby, no.
Okay, the bee is here. The bee is back. The bee is back. The bitch is back. Just leave us alone, please.
Please
bee.
Leave us alone. We're trying to do something here. We're trying to do something revolutionary that no one has ever done before. Record a podcast about nothing. Please leave us alone, bee. That's funny. That should be a clip. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Good.
I think
that was great.
Note it. But now that there's two of us. And I see that I think we both would share that feeling. I have extra mourning.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because I think about us
just like never too late. Like, there's nothing holding you back from doing anything and trying it. And if it doesn't work, going right back to where you were. But I do think logistically, we would hate it. Like, I just think we would feel overwhelmed. I don't think it would be right for us. I think we like being able to just sit outside and it being nice out 99% of the time. Like when it was raining for a few weeks in LA,
yeah,
we were depressed.
But okay, but the point I'm trying to almost make is that I'm sad that it's not totally right for us. Also.
Yeah, yeah.
That's also a part of the sadness.
I'm just gonna try to not care.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'm not scared.
This is what we get for trying to be out in the elements for one fucking episode. It's on my toe. That was intense.
Oh God, I'm just so. Oh, that was a fly.
Oh, Frank, so scared. Everything's happening.
This is chaotic. I'm so sorry, guys.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm
hopefully
sad.
You're watching this, so it's not so confusing. Listening.
I'm sad for the version of me and the version of us.
Yeah, I get
that would have liked a time in New York.
Yeah.
And I'm also happy that life is long.
Yes.
And that we can do things when we want to do things.
Yeah.
And I'm sad that life is short because we also can't just pick up and go.
Yeah. Yeah. It might have been the first time in my life that I really thought about. Like, I normally think, like, you have a whole big life. You don't hit 30 and life is over and all these. Like, there's so many times. Like, I'm so excited for when our kids are grown up. That's so cool. And we don't even have kids yet. Like, there's so many chapters. They're all so great. But it was the first time that I thought, I can't ever be in my 20s, no responsibility, running around a city, like picking up and move. Like, I will not have that. And it's okay, but it's weird to think about. Yes, I could do it in my 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and so on, but it's just different. And I can't get that back. I can't do different things in my 20s and early 30s again. Like, that time is past.
Yeah.
And it was the first time that I really realized that, I think.
Me too.
And it felt weird to be like, oh, I can't just
pick up.
I can pick up, but I can't just change what I did do at this phase of my life.
Oh, I understand.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't be like, oh, I spent my 20s doing this.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. I did X instead of Y.
Totally.
And
I see that.
It's just weird. It's like, it's not a good or bad thing. I loved what I chose to do and how I lived my life.
Yeah.
But it's weird to think like, oh, I can't pick a different outcome.
It's really the dogs for me.
Yeah, they hold life back a lot, I think.
Which is a sad thing to admit. It's not, I mean, you said hold life back. That's a tough statement. But I think that that is maybe what it is. It's like they put boundaries on what we can do. It's like having a kid. It's like we don't get to do the same shit that you used to do. Yeah. And so to me, I'm like, okay, we're the perfect candidates outside of the dogs to just be like, should we just go to New York for 3 months and just like fuck around and literally find out? Like, let's see. Let's see what this is like for us. Let's go to Amsterdam and try living in Europe for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, those are things that I think as a couple we would do.
Totally. But we can't.
But we can't.
Of the responsibility of the dogs.
Because we have basically traded that freedom for the dogs. And while I wouldn't trade them for anything, sometimes I find resentment in the fact that, like, they're here already.
I get that.
I wish. It's like we have a couple friends who are, they broke up and they like share custody of their animals.
Yeah.
It's like I almost wish we shared the dogs with someone else sometimes. But then that would stress me out also.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. But it's not just the logistics. Like, we have a really good dog sitter. And like, I was thinking about how do celebrities just like fuck off every other day, and it's like, oh, they hire people, but the whole time we were in New York, I'm like, I feel guilty being away from the dogs.
Same.
I care about them, and I know that dogs want to be with their pack, and yes, they love our friends and our dog sitter, and I know they're taking such well care of, like, I know that they're happy, but it's not the same as us being here. They're obviously happier when we're here.
100%
that I feel bad about that. So even if we had all the help in the world and we could go leave for a month, 3 months, I wouldn't do it.
Yep.
I would feel really guilty unless we could bring them with us, which would just be logistically a nightmare.
And I honestly miss them, which is so funny. And then I'm like, okay, so if I actually look at it, if I'm talking to like my younger self that's like deciding if I should get a dog or not, you can't really explain the feeling. If I'm talking to my younger self, my younger self would be like, what are you talking about? Don't get a dog. You have your whole life.
Yeah. But then I'm like,
I can't explain what it's like.
That's why for friends, whenever they're like thinking about getting a dog, I'm like, I want to be really honest with you. It changes a lot. And I'm sure this is how people feel about kids though too. But I cannot, like, I wouldn't know the feeling of having them. So I guess I would tell younger self, like, maybe don't, but I cannot imagine not having them.
Yeah.
Like, the freedom they take away, they give back tenfold in joy.
Totally.
And comfort.
Totally.
And companion. Like, they are the best.
Like, I miss them right now. They're inside, and I'm like, oh.
And then I get to a point where I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of glad we can't just fuck off for 3 months because they keep me so grounded.
Yeah.
I really like our routine and our comfort and our home. And you know what? If that means we only get to go away for a week at a time, that's great.
Which is awesome.
That's amazing.
And like,
but it makes me appreciate that and go
like,
funny
to say it out loud.
Yeah. And then it makes me rethink everything. And I'm like, wait, that's actually stupid.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we have them as our little ball and chains because it balances our life and it keeps it grounded.
More like
and it keeps
paw and chain.
But you know what? It's like, it's better. So you can get frustrated. You can get resentful. And those are totally normal feelings. But at the end of the day, this is what's right. And this is what feels good. And this is what I want.
And I also think that the thing that this is teaching me is that we just need, it was so easy to act like we lived there for 4 days, 5 days. We just need to do that more.
Yeah.
And then we will feel that way.
Yeah.
Like the, yeah, I'm just like, we just need to bop around more. And then there are also so many places around us that we can go and take the dogs.
Exactly.
Like, we just need to get them better around people. We need to get them like more socialized and that kind of shit, because then it's going to just make it feel less like we have to be in this house with them.
Yeah. And I think there's also a good point in all of this to kind of treat your city like you're like be a tourist in your own city. Because everyone does this. They go to a new place and they're like, should I move here? Because of course you're happier. You don't have any of your responsibilities. You don't have any of like the difficulties, and it's new and fresh and exciting. You can do that with your home, your city, your town. Like, you can do that. You don't have to go somewhere to experience that. But I think everyone feels these feelings, and I think it's good to talk about them.
Yeah.
And you, all you see is like all summer long, you're seeing people in Europe and living their best life. And I think it could be easy to feel like stuck in a rut or feeling like you have responsibilities, whether it be financial things holding you back, kids, pets, family members, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
This is normal. And I think watching us, and we just like went and popped to New York and we're having so much fun and we're traveling all summer. Like, it could be easy to look at our Instagrams or something and be like, oh, they like, they're so free. They get to do all these things. It's good to talk about these things and share these thoughts. And even when we're coming from a very privileged place of being able to pick up and go places.
Yeah.
We get these feelings and these like resentments.
Totally.
Crazy.
So, yeah, we're moving to New York.
With that being said, I'm joking. Poor Riggy would hate it.
God, we talked about that the whole time. Riggins would be so fucking like
Frank
scared.
Would be vibing out, be so happy. But yeah. Riggy would be
every noise.
Too many noises.
So noisy, so she's compact. Too... She's so skittish. And then just picturing her being sad is like sickening, to be honest.
And it'd be exhausting for us. We'd have to constantly take her to like, where there's got to be dog parks there. But like, I don't like dog parks. So where do we find her big area to run around? I'll be sad. She wouldn't like it. And she loves the heat.
My final thought on this is that I like not living there because I look forward to visiting.
Yeah.
And it makes me happy to come home also. Yeah. Like, I was exhausted after that trip. And I was like,
dude, so exhausted.
I would be a glutton. I would eat and drink myself to death there. There's so much to do that you feel like shit
all my
just
money.
Being inside, which we love to be inside. We're couch people at our heart.
Yeah.
Look at us now. Couch.
Totally.
Yeah. So I'm happy about our life. I'm just letting you know that it's funny to experience that feeling of like, huh.
Yeah. It's weird.
Constraints. I'm not 17 anymore.
Yeah. People and feelings and emotions are so complex. It's so cute. Having all these like big feelings, good, bad, and in between.
Yeah.
Is really special. Like, being a little human is really cool. To get to experience all these little feelings is really cute. I really like it.
I used to say that, like, I actually miss heartbreak.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was writing about that recently, maybe. But, like, the feeling of heartbreak is so nostalgic to me now.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I
miss
that.
You, like, romanticizing
it. That's so, like... And it's funny now because, you know, people will like ask on Tuesday and shit, like, what do I do? I feel terrible. This is the worst feeling
like
I've
dying.
Ever had. Like, yeah, it's like literally your chemistry is all fucked up and you feel terrible. But it's like my immediate response is just like, you lucky bitch.
Enjoy
like,
it.
You loved someone enough for them to have hurt you like this.
Yeah, for it to hurt that terribly.
How fun
means
that you
loved that terribly.
Yeah, this is so cool.
Yeah, it's cute.
That said, I'm not looking forward to whatever heartbreak we ever experience in life, like not just in relationships, but in.
I'm so scared for our kids to get their hearts broken.
Oh, God.
It's going to crush me.
Knock me dead.
Oh, but I hope I can look at it like a this is sweet experience that they're going to look back on fondly. I don't know if that's the right term, but
I think you will look at it. We will look at it like that. But then at your core, you're like, my little thing is hurting.
Oh, and
this,
you're like
extension
gonna,
of me is hurting too.
Yeah, that's gonna break me.
I've really been thinking about kids lately, and Cammy used this like app that would show us what our kids would look like if we had kids. And looking at that kid, I'm like, I love you. Like, it looks so much like you to me that I'm like, I don't know. Something about that just got me. I've always been excited to be a mom, but seeing it look like you was the weirdest feeling, where I'm like, when they are sad, when they're going through heartbreak, when they're mad, when they're whatever, I'm just going to see you.
Or yourself.
And really, myself. But yeah. But seeing it look like you was just like, oh my God, you're like a little baby Cammy. Like, what I would have given to be with Cammy as a kid, to like see you be sad and get to help you and whatever. And then now it's my responsibility. This little thing is going to be my responsibility.
Yeah. You're like, we brought this little itty bitty thing into the world.
Yeah.
And it's like you're almost healing your inner child by protecting them.
Yes.
It's really sweet.
And obviously I'm excited to do that for myself. Like, when I start to see them look like me and act like me and that stuff, like that'll be its own type of special thing. But I am excited, like, it just seeing, getting to think about my hand in helping heal your inner child.
Yeah.
It's really, really sweet too. I'm just excited.
Seeing those also was the first time I haven't ever really felt sad. I mean, thought about it, but I haven't really like,
is this too sexy how I'm sitting?
Not sexy enough. Spread them, baby.
I thought you were going to say not sexy at all. And I was going to say, that's funny because it is not sexy.
It was the first time I was really feeling sad about the fact that it's not 50% of me and 50% of you.
Fucking awful.
I've always felt like, well, you know what? I focused on the connection to the kid. And we want to, well, we won't get into like the details of it. But I'm going to carry Taryn's egg.
Yeah.
And then she might carry mine, or I'll do whatever.
Probably but not, though, I was, who's to say?
Yeah. But in my head, I was like, well, that's okay. If it's her egg, it's her DNA, but I'm carrying it. Like, we're both going to fully feel 100% connected to this kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really thought about just so desperately wanting this kid to be like, I want to see both. I want to go, oh my God, that's your mommy's eyes. Or like, oh my God, that's my nose. Like, I don't know. I really want that now that I've felt kind of heartbreak for that for the first time ever.
Same.
Which is tough.
Totally. Especially because it's not that it's not going to be half of me and half of you. It's going to be half of you and half of someone else.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
it feels really tough. And it's making me more so not want it to be somebody we know. Actually, I for a long time wanted it to be like a friend that's not like a best friend, but someone that we really enjoy, see every now and then. I wanted that vibe. But now I'm feeling weirder about that.
Yeah.
Because I almost feel like I'm going to feel resentful of like looking at this kid and I see you in them. I don't know. Like when we used the app, I was like, it looks like you. And Taryn was like, no, it looks like you. And it was fun to like fight of like, no, I see you. I see you. It was like, that was so sweet that I felt really sad that we won't get to do that.
Yeah. I wish that science would be better.
Yeah, quicker.
To be honest, can the scientists pee-pees wake the fuck up?
Y'all, get on it. We don't want to have to put sperm in there. I want mine and Taryn's little buddy.
Oh, yeah, what did I say to our doctor the other day? I said, I literally did everything I can to not choose a man. And then at the end of this, to have kids, we're going to have to choose a man.
It's
so
up.
Annoying.
Karma. Karma for being gay. Damn.
Dude. God is punishing us.
We're not going to hell. We're going to sperm bank, baby.
Same place.
But yeah, with all these big thoughts and feelings and emotions, I have tried to journal 1,000 times in my life.
She's trying, folks.
Always fall off of it. I'm not good at it. And it's something I'm so envious that Taryn just does so naturally. Like, we'll be talking and, whoa, Wendy. We'll be talking. And she'll just whip out her phone and like open up a note page and just like write a little, jot something down to remember. And she has a million of these things. And it's so special. You're so good at taking lots of pictures and just documenting and remembering your life. You don't delete anything. So I've been trying to get better. And this podcast has been helpful because when I think of something, normally I just tell Taryn on the spot. But if it's something that's like really unimportant, but I think could be interesting, I try to save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
Because we notice, we like, and you guys like, when we're just shooting the shit.
Talking instead of regurgitating. To each other, instead of like presenting things to others.
Yeah. So we try to like hold some convos back so we can have them on this podcast.
Yeah.
So I've been jotting stuff down a lot, but it's actually really funny because I jot down the most
I love your consistent use of jot.
Did I just say it a lot?
Yeah, but it's like, it's cute because it's like, it's thinking, it's giving me jogging, but for writing, where you're just kind of like bopping around.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Just jot it down.
You're just like jotting has such jot, like, bop, silly light energy.
Has same bop, same as bop. A yeah. Bop and chop. Bop, yeah. Chop and jot.
Bop, chop and jot. We should do that this weekend.
Oh, there's a new coffee shop I want to go to. I'll tell you later.
Adonde.
Right down the street.
Where?
I gotta be honest, anytime you say anything in Spanish, I'm guessing. I always forget which. I'm like, K or a S. Is that what time is it? Yeah. That, Adonde, I'm like, or what's the other one that sometimes you'll ask?
Catel?
Porque. I don't, like, I know what they are, but I have to go, am I thinking of the right thing? Did she ask me what time it is or where is it?
Where is the time? Where is the time gone?
It's in Silver Lake. But,
fun.
Can I read what I wrote down?
Yes, ma'am.
This is so unimportant. It's ridiculous, but I felt like it was a really good... Mm. I think this is why journaling's cool, because as pointless as you'll see this train of thought was, like, it's so unnecessary. It is a good glimpse into understanding my brain, mm-hmm. and I think that's a powerful thing for myself to understand and for my partner to understand.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean? Okay, so this was a few weeks ago. Taryn's out of town.
She's jotting.
Am in the shower, jotting in my brain. And then this thought just happens all day long. Like, I can't stop thinking about this, so I have to write it down. So, I spent a lot of time alone this weekend, and already my brain is like a pinball machine, jumping from thought to thought. Or honestly, like when the ball gets stuck in the machine, I'll also think the same thought over and over and over until something dislodges
That's
it.
Such a good
You know,
metaphor.
Whenever it's like ding, yeah. ding, 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 and yeah. it's stuck, and you're like, get out of there, and finally it pops out. That was me all day. This thought was just like going. I already thought it. I was like, it almost felt like I was rehearsing lines to myself. Like, I just kept saying it.
I hate that feeling.
But then once I wrote it, I stopped thinking it. So maybe it's kind of like if a song stuck in your head, listen to it. And then it leaves.
That's what journaling helps with.
I need to be doing it more. So anyways. Okay. So I was thinking about the 2005 award-winning country classic Carrie Underwood hit Before He Cheats. Yes, I did look up the year it was. I thought it was 2004, but I was wrong. I think I fact-checked it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I didn't.
It's okay.
I don't know. Somebody fact-check me. So my brain went in two separate directions, and I cannot for the life of me remember which train of thought came first, like the chicken or the egg, but we're going to start with the lyrics. So, you know the part of the song that says, I better save a little trouble for the next girl? So, those are not the lyrics. I always sing it.
What do you mean?
It actually says, I might have saved a little bit of trouble for the next girl.
No.
I might have saved a little trouble for the next girl.
I thought it said, I gotta save a little.
Whoa. I thought it said, I better save a little trouble. Like, yeah. I should save her. I, like, need to save a little trouble for her. Okay, anyways. So, this whole thought is now irrelevant because I was wrong with the lyrics, so it doesn't quite make sense, but we're gonna follow along with it anyways. So anyways, it led me into thinking about save me the trouble. Like, you gotta save me the trouble of going to the store. Like, let me know how it was.
Yes.
And it makes no fucking sense, because if I were to say to you, will you save me a slice of pie, you would think, or save me the pie, you would think I mean save it because I want the pie, right?
Yes.
But if I say save me the trouble, would you think I mean like, oh, I better not do the dishes, she wants the trouble, she wants to do it?
Save me.
No, you would do it. Save me the trouble of doing the dishes and do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is weird.
It doesn't make sense. Like, English makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's so confusing.
Save me the trouble.
Save me the trouble would be like, all right, I'll save that for you. You can have the trouble. Right? But save me the trouble means, like, you do it, so I save me from the it's so confusing.
Save me from myself.
Save me the trouble.
Save me from myself. Yeah, no, that is weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, no wonder your little brain was stuck on that.
It was so stuck. And I was like, am I thinking of this wrong?
No.
And then all I could think about was how I've been singing that song wrong for...
Do you think anybody knew? Like, what if, like, that's... They were like, oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
I think everyone's like... I think everyone know. I think they know. It's one of the things where, like, duh.
Yeah, I think everybody's been talking about how you've been singing that song.
I think so. I might have saved a little. Anyways, and then my other thought was, during COVID, when everyone was making up, like, stupid games, Taryn and I would force everyone to play this game where you,
I don't know if we named it, but I'm going to call it like Sing Like a Pop Star. And we would pick a song and you had to like try to sing it as best you could. And I don't know. Oh, I was thinking about this because of the song and then thinking I would share this with you on the podcast. If we had these mics during it, it would have been so funny. I do think maybe one day on the pod we play the game.
Yeah, we could try that.
It'll be painful for everybody.
It's just funny to see people try to
actually
sing when you're not a good singer. You're a good singer, though, so I think...
No, I'm not. It's also worse for me because when you say I'm a good singer and then you hear it and it's so bad, that's extra embarrassing.
Frank is standing at the door right now with his head on...
He's like this.
Buddy, give us 10 minutes.
But anyways, that's how my brain works.
You want to hear how mine works?
Yes.
Bar name, youth group.
I love that.
Isn't that a cute bar name?
I love that.
So that's a note. Same day, complimenting myself accidentally. In content review, I said, I love that CTA at the end. And then someone said, you wrote that. Okay.
Y'all, that is so good that you did that. I know. It's great.
Then I wrote, girl after Nash's game. Because I went to my neighbor's baseball game, Little League game, and at the end, that basically it was like an all-star team, so they get together all of the players that are the best from like multiple cities, so they're just getting to know each other for the first time.
Okay.
And
it's like the Olympics.
It's like, and it's like World Cup. Elimination. When you lose, you're out. And they lost. I went to the game that they lost. And this little girl who must have been a sister of one of the players out loud goes, gosh darn it, I'm so sad I didn't even get to know everyone's name. And I just thought, what a fucking cute child.
That is adorable.
That is the cutest thing ever.
That's something your kid would say.
I take notes like this
often.
All day, every day. Because I'm trying to compile things that will help me later in writing like an essay book of some sort. Like this says,
but I just love that I love that your brain works that way. I would hear that and I'd be like, that was cute. But Taryn will then like write a whole book about how that's like the meaning of life. And I'm like, I just thought she was cute. Like you just like,
that's nice, honey.
You're so cute, dude.
This one says loud cars. Why do people like those loud cars?
Ugh.
You know what it is?
I think exhaust
because I did
without a muffler.
Yes, but you know what it is?
What?
I literally think it's because people want to be seen and heard.
It reminds me of.
I think it's that.
See, that's what I mean. She's. I'm like that fucking asshole. That is so annoying. And you're like, they just want to be seen and heard. It's like when you would put a little card on your bike, and it would be like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. It literally has it's no add to the speed or the ride or anything. It's literally just that people look at you.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
It's kind of cute.
It's sweet.
It kind of makes me not hate it now. It makes me less irritated whenever
and
I hear
more
it.
Like, that's sweet. That's sweet.
It makes me want to look and give them what they want and be like, yeah.
This one says cancel God. God is arguably so cancelable.
Yeah. Fair.
Oh, this one is not going to help. Some pet. It just says some pet. It's not going to do anything for me. So anyway, that's fun.
Yeah, I want to get better at that. So I don't know if you guys want to join me in this challenge of like keeping a little note. What did you find?
This one's called Why Pat?
Why Pat?
Why pat yourself on the back when you could slap yourself on the butt? I'm going to write that on a little thing and post it.
That's cute. I love that.
That's
I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, like, doesn't that... I thought
way
about
to
that
go,
for a lot.
Girl!
Like, you know, people are like, just give yourself a pat on the back. And you're kind of like, this feels so stupid.
This
but then
so
if you
lame.
Were to be like, woo! Now I'm loving myself.
Now I'm like, wee!
Yeah.
Cute.
Anyway,
shall we jump into today's pee-pee story?
Are
we
you
shall-
reading it? Either of us can.
You got it. Y'all, we were at brunch with our friend in New York, and Taryn read the
subject line
of
what
this,
was
and
the
we
subject line again?
Gasped. It's like, I'm sleeping with my
sleeping
dad's best friend.
With...
Guys, it's juicy. I'm so excited to hear the whole thing.
I'm hooking up with my dad's best friend.
Holy shit.
And you know what I love? They go, hi, Cammie and Taryn. I'm just going to jump right in.
Let's jump.
No time to fuck around. We're just finding out.
Let's do it.
That's cute.
This person that we will call, give me a woman's name.
Diane.
Okay. Diane's giving old lady. Can I have a younger, funner name?
I can only think of old lady names right now.
Try. Come on.
Oh, and they're all D names.
Just say it out loud. Anything you're thinking. Say
Well, I was thinking Dina, but that's your mom. And no. That got weird.
Daph. We're calling her Daph.
Okay.
Sure. Short for Daphne.
So okay. It's like, oh, cute. Cool.
Yeah, Daph.
Old
okay.
name, but modernized.
Okay. Daph was adopted when she was 15.
Cute.
By her biological mother's younger sister.
Okay. Her aunt.
Yes. And her aunt's second husband.
Okay.
Okay.
So aunt her and second husband.
She was adopted by her aunt because her mom died. I don't know.
Jesus.
I did say that so casually. I'm really sorry, Daph. They divorced when she was 17.
Okay.
But her dad stayed in her life and has been the best parent she's ever had.
Her dad or her aunt's second husband?
Second husband.
Okay. But that is her dad.
That's who she calls her dad.
Got it.
Yes.
I'm following.
Okay. So now dad is still in the
that's
life.
That's very sweet.
So freaking
I think that's
sweet.
Really special when somebody who's not your biological parent has almost like an out of a divorce.
Yeah.
But they love you so deeply.
Yeah.
So opposite Beautiful. Of the Scamanda drama.
So opposite. So Daph is like obsessed with dad.
Aww.
Like imagine the debt, the commitment, just the like, whoa.
Yeah.
We're close.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's like
that's special.
He took you in.
Yeah.
You know?
Really
pretty
cute.
Sick. So their relationship is obviously unconventional since he just turned 36 a few weeks ago and I'm 26. Daph is 26.
Oh my God, I forgot she's gonna hook up with his friend.
Yes. Yes. Daph is 26.
Okay.
Dad is 36.
Okay. This makes way more sense now.
So when Daph was 15, when she was adopted by them, he was 25.
Wow.
So that even
They're
closer.
Homies.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's so cute.
Daph came out to her dad last summer as bisexual. He Ooh. Was nothing short of amazing. He hugged her, kissed her forehead, which is adorable, told me
the
he loved me.
The visual that gives is so sweet.
I know. He promised to be there as I came out to the rest of my family and friends.
Really sweet.
She says he held my hand both literally and figuratively through the process.
Okay,
so
don't make me cry again.
Daph Daddy is no joke. Perfect person.
Daddy
the
Daph
thing
is
so Daph here is hooking up
oh God.
With his childhood best friend Fuck. Behind his back.
Daddy doesn't know.
Daddy doesn't know that Fiona and me.
Oh, we should have called her Fiona.
Okay, so what are we thinking right now?
This is insane.
Yep.
Immediately I'm like, don't, or you have to tell him. Daph Daddy is amazing.
Yeah, Daph Daddy rocks.
So supportive, so there for you.
Yep.
I feel like this is, I love you,
An interesting
Daph PP,
choice.
But I just think that this is not chill. Also, so, like, Daph Daddy's so great. Maybe he'll be okay. I don't know.
It's not that much of an age difference, which
I
is
know.
Tough.
And their relationship seems like, yes, this is my dad, but this is also my friend.
Yes.
And if it's his friend, then I feel like you love your friends.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's like if there's anyone that you're going to feel comfortable being with your daughter, I don't know. God.
So, hooking up with his childhood best friend behind his back. My dad,
he's gonna
Daph Daddy,
up.
And Hannah. Hannah.
Oh, it's a girl.
It's a girl.
Why Plotty. Was I thinking it was a guy?
I don't know. Plot twist, though. Because the patriarchy, I think.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm
Daph
so
Daddy and Hannah, who is also 36.
Okay, wait. This changes everything
Have been
me.
Friends since first grade. She married young and moved out of state well before my dad and I met. I don't know. Maybe they stayed together. Or maybe they got divorced.
Okay. So they haven't been besties forever. First grade, then moved out of state. Got it.
Yes. So
then,
before Daph and her dad even met.
Yeah.
Hannah was moved out of state.
Okay.
Hannah wasn't really around while I was growing up.
Okay. So this isn't weird that like she's known her since she was like a baby, and now that she's older, because I think that's always weird.
Yeah,
when someone's been like in someone's life when they were like underage, and then all of a sudden they're dating when they're older. That grosses me out.
Hannah wasn't really around when I was growing up, and I only saw her a few holidays here and there. Sorry, I keep going back between first person and not first person. It's probably very confusing. But back in May, Daff ran into Hannah at a bar in the town that she now lives in.
With Daff Daddy or no? Daff Daddy's nowhere in sight?
They just ran into each other.
Okay.
Hannah had moved back into the state after getting divorced.
Okay.
No longer married.
Good.
And ended up an hour away from Daff.
Okay.
And 2 hours away from her hometown.
Okay.
So we're back to where it all began.
All right.
They had a few drinks, started to talk towards the end of the night, and somehow the topic of conversation ended up being about how Daff came out and how she realized she was into women. She explained to Hannah that she had a crush on the mom. Whoa.
Wait, what?
I explained to Hannah that I had a crush on the mom of my youngest brother's best friend. So a family friend. So
we're setting the scene of I'm not afraid to fuck around with a more mature woman.
Quite literally.
Go off. Go off, Daff.
When she was 15, and that changed everything for her. So at 15, she's crushing on someone's mom. And she's like,
Didn't we all?
Hannah joked that she was glad it wasn't her because it would ruin her chances now, since that would just not be okay for any of us.
Daff.
Which is true. After a few old fashions, I was pretty bold, told her that nothing could ruin those chances now except her not being into me.
Whoa.
Daff flung it into the ether.
Daff, the confidence, honey.
Turns out Hannah was into Daff. And one thing led to another. We absolutely hooked up in the bathroom before going back to her hotel.
Dude, hot.
Jesus Christo.
Oh, my Lord.
We love the straightforward this vibes.
The subject line made this sound so wild, but this is making sense to me.
Let's find out. There's a little bit more.
Okay.
They've been secretly hooking up for almost 3 months now, it's amazing. A few weeks ago, while she was home for her dad's birthday, they hooked up in the childhood bedroom.
God damn it.
Okay. They cannot seem to stay away from each other for very long. Daff is super worried her dad's going to find out that his best friend of 30 years and his daughter are sleeping together and be hurt that we didn't tell him.
Yeah.
Hannah and Daff are not planning on getting serious. They're on the same page about that. Daff asks, should I keep this secret and just move on, or should I tell my dad the truth? I've always been open and honest with him, and while this is definitely not the best thing to confess, I worry about what this could do to our relationship.
Yikes. I mean, I was getting the vibe that Daff and Hannah were like really vibing and this could turn into something more.
Yeah.
So I'm confused that now they're both saying they don't want it to. My advice
situation where they're just being like, we don't want that. Let's not make this anything. They don't actually mean it. Yeah. Is a thought.
My advice is if it's not that serious and you're just having fun, it ends right now. And it can be a secret. Your dad doesn't need to know, like, your sex life. That's, okay, whatever. And it doesn't seem like Daff is around. Like, you're saying it's your dad's best friend, but it's not seeming like she's around all the time.
Well, it does sound like she was there for the dad's birthday.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're going to run into each other every now and then. That can be a secret, but you have to stop. And it can't be, like, every time you guys run into each other, something happens. Stop. Don't say anything.
Yeah.
Or if you would like to continue, you have to tell your dad. Because you said yourself at the end, your biggest fear is that he finds out and he's hurt that you didn't tell him, not he finds out and he's mad we're doing it.
Yeah.
So tell him. I know it's awkward, but he's your dad and he's your friend.
Yeah.
And you guys seem to have a really healthy, good relationship. And a healthy, good relationship also has good communication. And you're not holding up that end.
Yeah. I have nothing to add. However, I guess my one ad, so I lied, would be I think you should just tell him regardless.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to end. I think even if you said I'm going to end it right now, you're going to run it. Like, it seems like you guys have this flirty little vibe going on where you're not going to be able to not do it. I just think it's going to be so horrible if he finds out later on. And yeah, I guess I would just tell him regardless.
Just tell him.
You're right.
Especially because you guys are so close.
Like, and I think you say, like, this is crazy.
Go out to drinks with them and have a little, don't make it like this big serious thing.
I gotta think talk, that it would be
like, let's go get drinks or whatever, or like, let's get dinner or something.
Silly, goofy thing happened.
Silly, goofy thing happened, Dad.
I hope that you're not bothered by this or you feel disrespected by this. However.
Yeah.
We love Hannah. Is that her name? Jan. What was the other?
Hannah.
We love her. She's great, right?
Yeah, Hannah, she's great. Daff.
Well, I showed her how great she was.
Oops.
Baby.
Dee.
Shkoosh.
All right. I suddenly am starving.
Me too. And sweating. We got to go.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of our
house. We love you guys.
Let's go to New York.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for staying up. Please subscribe, share, rate, and review. Only 5-star reviews are allowed. And if you dare to give us something less, just DM me. Don't do it. Just DM me it, please.
Don't. Press because enter.
I love a little feedback, but I don't want it to be public, you know?
I don't want everyone to know your feedback.
I don't want everyone to know your feelings.
That's personal.
Yeah, it's some personal shit.
All right. Love you guys. Sweet
love
dreams.
You.
Bye.
Did I tell you about the conversation I had with my brother this weekend?
No, what?
We were talking about how crappy our parents' bedding is. And he was like, wait, I have the best bedding. He's like bragging. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, Quince. I was like, brother, I got ours from Quince too.
I get the like competition of like, I'm going to put you onto something. You're like, I've been knowing.
I don't want to say I made Quince happen, but I feel like everyone's talking about it now. And I've been using it for years. I was trying to gatekeep it. I stumbled upon them when I was looking for those cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Because all of them are like $300 and I'm trying to be a savings girly. And I found Quince and they're only $50.
Yeah.
So I assume they had to be sacrificing on quality or something had to be off.
Yeah.
But the quality is amazing. And they also only work with safe and ethical manufacturing practices. You're getting everything you want. They just cut out the middleman and that's how you get the savings.
I also feel like they're a one-stop shop for basically anything.
Yeah.
It's like I said,
did you know
bedding.
Jewelry?
Yeah.
Everything. And that blanket we got, that knit blanket is from them.
The best. Comfiest blanket I've ever had.
They have everything.
If you want to give yourself the luxury you deserve, do so with Quince. Go to quince.com/staying up for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/staying up to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Once again, quince.com/staying up.